Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
And welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Cox this morning. Joining us now, Hans von Spakovsky with the Heritage Foundation. Hans, thanks for coming on again.
Well, thanks for having me on.
I have to, I think, first mention, this is kind of unprecedented, the amount of times the Supreme Court has been used in emergency situations. It seems like they're calling on them to quickly review cases over and over and over again. And in this case, we're talking about tariffs. And what does a president have when it comes to legal authority in tariffs? So how do you think that's going to play out here?
Boy, I tell you, I don't know, because the Supreme Court, what we're talking about is on Wednesday of this week, they're going to hear arguments in multiple cases, all involving tariffs. One, a decision coming out of a federal district court, another coming out of this very special federal court called the Court of International Claims. I don't know. One of the big statutes, this emergency statute that the president used, Supreme Court has never, ever had a case involving that particular statute. They're also going to be looking at, you know, the president, besides this federal statute, he's also citing his constitutional powers as the commander in chief. And he's the essence of the president's claim is that we face dire emergency circumstances because the trade deficit is so large, it is harming the economy of the United States. And he's saying the only way to solve that trade deficit is to get rid of the trade barriers that other countries put on our goods. And the key to that are tariffs. So this is one of those cases where I could toss a coin up and wow. It's a 50-50 chance. I don't know which way it's going to go.
That is fascinating. So in emergency cases like this, they hear the arguments. When would you expect a decision? Do you think they would try to expedite that as well?
Yeah, I think they do, because I think they understand how much is riding on what their ultimate decision is. So yeah, normally you'd never know when a decision's going to come out. All you know is that the decision will come out before June 30th of next year, which is the last day of the Supreme Court's term. But I suspect we're going to get a much faster answer on this one.
No, that's amazing to me. It's so far, I guess, if you were to give an overall effect tariffs have had since the start of this term for President Donald Trump, would you say they've been effective? Would you say they've been, you know, non-effective? How would you say they've been working out so far?
Well, like in the immigration area, they've been extremely effective. I mean, in the 10 months of this year, I think they deported several hundred thousand illegal aliens. I mean, that is a big task. And we've just seen two reports come out from not the government, from nonprofit organizations looking at census and other data, estimating that upwards of 1.5 to 1.6 million illegal aliens have self-deported. So it's pretty clear that the publicity surrounding the immigration raids and everything else have also caused huge numbers to self-deport. That's pretty successful. And remember, enforcement immigration laws, that was one of the two top things that helped get the president elected.
But what you find, too, and we saw this during the 60 Minutes interview, when asking questions to President Trump, they're using the B-roll to show, like, oh, here's a lady getting arrested, and it's forceful. So they ask the president questions about that, and he says, we probably haven't gone far enough. So that's the clip everyone's playing this morning. We haven't gone far enough, while they're playing B-roll of people getting arrested, and sometimes in forceful ways. Not great optics. But do you think the president's right? We haven't gone far enough when it comes to enforcing immigration laws.
No, I think he is correct. And I think actually, if you look at the huge number of criminal illegal aliens who've been removed, if 60 Minutes would go into poor urban neighborhoods where some of those raids have occurred and ICE has come in and taken criminals out, oh, I think you would find that the neighbors of those folks there would be saying, thank you, federal authorities, for coming in and removing those people from our neighborhoods. But the CBS.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No, they're not going to go there.
Mm-hmm. What about going and looking at the government shutdown? Because this week, a lot of people are speculating now that Donald Trump. Now, think about everything that Donald Trump has been involved in the last couple of weeks. We had him broker an agreement to bring peace to the Middle East and hostages back home. They're still recovering some of these bodies. It's amazing to think he came up with a different deal with China during that time. He's worked all these other different deals. And now he's back in the United States, and they're saying, okay, now they can talk about bringing the government back online, because since he wasn't around, that's the reason why this has lingered for so long. I got a feeling that's not the reason it's lingered for so long. I think that Democrats have taken advantage. I think that they may have used this as an opportunity to try to say, okay, he's asleep at the wheel, when really he's brokering some amazing things. Do you think this could be the week the government goes back online?
I know. I think it's going to last even longer, and I'll tell you why. I think the leaders of the Democratic Party in Congress, particularly Chuck Schumer, have lost track of reality. I mean, think about this. This didn't get a lot of news. Last week, the biggest union representing public employees, in other words, all the federal employees, They're the backbone of money for the Democratic Party. They came out last week and told Democrats to stop their opposition to the clean continuing resolution and to vote it in. And yet Schumer and them haven't done it. The fact that they are not even listening to their biggest supporters tells me that they've just lost sight of rationality.
So what is this about then? Well, so I know a lot of people talk about the healthcare side of it. Is it the Obamacare subsidy is coming back, or is it more or less you have the big, beautiful bill, and part of it was making sure the work requirements are in place when it comes to medical and care for Medicare, Medicaid. Also, the legal status needs to be known if you're trying to apply for these different programs. Is it truly about that right now?
Yes, it's about the fact that they want medical and government benefits for illegal aliens who they see as their future political support. And it's about subsidies for Obamacare, which they, Democrats, voted to have end in December of this year. And now they're going back on that.
Yeah, and I know that a lot of people signing up in the marketplace, they're kind of getting the sticker shock right now. So let's say between now and the end of the year, do you think things are going to change again? Meaning, do you think rates will have to be readjusted based on what Congress may be negotiating? Or do you think that next year it's really going to be tough for a lot of people?
Well, it may be tough for a lot of people, but maybe then what they would finally do is dismantle Obamacare and allow all of the kinds of policies, health policies that used to be in the marketplace to come back. It was a lot cheaper for people all over the country before Obamacare, which restricted the market and raised premium prices all over the country. It's Obamacare is the problem.
Yeah. No, that has been a, well, that's going to be tough. In the, I look at the, what the Trump administration has done. They want to really encourage gig workers, they, you know, no tax on tips, things like that. People that are trying to make a little bit of extra money. This is going to hurt them. It seems almost counterintuitive because you're going to take a step back, but two steps forward, but maybe a couple steps back at the same time if you don't adjust the Obamacare side of it.
You know, that's right. And in fact, there's been some great studies that come out and said the people who've been benefiting from Obamacare subsidies have not been the working poor, but have been very well off individuals.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation, Hans von Spakovsky, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate the time.
Thanks for having me.
Hans is awesome. So good. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. Nicole Murray from This Morning with Gordon Deal is going to join us in just a couple of minutes. Don't go anywhere on 97.1 FM Talk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.